Now, almost half of optometrists in the UK have seen a patient in the last month who continues to drive despite being told their vision is below the legal standard. And that's according to a report by the Association of Optometrists. And there is a call for a change in the law. I'm joined now by Henry Leonard, who is an optometrist and clinical advisor with the Association of Optometrists, and also Gillian Jones as well. Hello.
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 Now, I was quite staggered by that statistic there. Every month somebody's being seen who shouldn't be driving.
Yes, what that means is that an average optometrist will see a handful of patients every year who don't meet the required standard but continue to drive. And we know that around 3,000 injuries on our roads every year are caused by drivers with poor vision, which is why we think it's time for a change in the law, which would require drivers to have their sight tested when they first apply for the licence, and then every 10 years thereafter as well.
And how does the law stand just now?
Well, at the moment, we have some of the most lax laws in Europe. In the UK, as long as you can read the number plate at 20 metres when you take your driving test, there's no further check required for a car licence, and we rely very much on drivers self-reporting if they think they've got a problem with their vision. In other parts of Europe, the laws are much stricter, so most countries have a medical professional who assesses drivers' vision at the licence application. Many countries have a vision assessment for drivers every 10 years, and some countries have more frequent testing for older drivers as well. So we think it's very sensible if we were to introduce compulsory sight testing for drivers at the point they get the licence and every 10 years thereafter.
Now, Gillian, you had a very negative experience with this in 2012, didn't you?
Yes, we did. My father was a pedestrian and was sadly knocked down and fatally injured by a driver who had repeatedly been told by his optometrist that his eyesight was too poorly to drive. He had cataracts in both eyes and was refusing treatment. He assured the optician that he was not driving, but continued to drive and continued to certify to the DVLA that he was fit to drive.
And again, that's obviously has devastated your family at the time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yes, totally.
And Leonard, some people may say, well, why doesn't the optometrist report people who you think are driving? But there you have a case there with somebody who's lied about it.
That's right. So in this particular case, it may not have made any difference anyway. Now, there are occasions when we believe a patient is driving and we don't think they're fit to drive, that we will report them to the DVLA. And we always have to weigh up our duty of confidentiality against our duty to the wider public interest. But there are occasions when we will report drivers. What we don't want to do, though, is discourage people from having their eyes tested in the first place, because there are so many conditions we can pick up, things like glaucoma, which can be treated if you pick them up early enough. And in many cases, we can improve people's vision to within the right standard simply with a pair of glasses or contact lenses. So we certainly don't want to discourage people from having their eyes tested.
No, you know, I have quite strong opinions on this, because I had to give up driving in 2004. And again, it was voluntarily. I was told that I had to give up driving, but nobody enforced it. And I lost my business, I lost everything. So there must be a lot of people who are in that position where they're faced with losing their business. So some kind of mandatory testing would get round that, wouldn't it? Because it would mean that we would have to get tested. It wouldn't be left up to our choice.
That's right. I mean, most drivers, I have to say, are quite sensible, and if their vision does drop below the standard, they'll take that advice on board and they do the right thing. But unfortunately, there are still a handful of drivers who feel that driving is so important to them that they will carry on driving and potentially put people at risk, other road users.
How did the events in 2012 change your life then, Gillian?
Well, it decimated family life as we knew it, because obviously my father was a central figure in our lives, and he was removed while he was still fit and active, really, which made it a crueler blow.
Yeah, I can imagine. So do you think that the public are in sympathy with this then, Henry?
Yes, we found we've got quite widespread support. In fact, the reaction we get is normally, well, why isn't this already the case, as it is indeed in many parts of Europe? So we're encouraging the public to get involved. We've got lots of resources on our website, which is www.aop.org.uk/don't swerve. We've got letters you can send to your MP calling for a change in the law. We've got videos, other things you can share on social media just to get the message out there and raise awareness, because really, as well as changing the law, we need to change people's attitudes to driving as well.
Yeah, because as it stands, you could get your sight test at the age of 17 and then really drive for the rest of your life and not get another sight test.
That's right, and even at the age of 70, it's simply a case of filling in a report every 3 years saying that your vision meets the standard. So we think there should be a more formal check of that.
Are the government sympathetic to this?
Yes, we are starting to find we are getting support from MPs. On behalf of the Association of Optometrists, I attend parliamentary roundtable meetings with other MPs, with people from the industry who have an interest in this. And there is a feeling that we will get a change in the law. It will take time, and it's also about changing attitudes.
So could you give us that web address again then?
Yes, so the AOP website is www.aop.org.uk/don't-swerve.
Henry Leonard and Gillian Jones, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.